We've just come out of the community committee meeting and there's dozens of people here at the moment and we've got a couple of minutes with the chair, Karen Chilvers. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Paul. You all right?
Yes, that was a very succinct meeting, I think, tonight.
It was. I had no doubt that everybody would support Hopefield, but legally we had to finish that meeting so the next meeting could start at 7 o'clock by law. So it was very quick. It's very succinct. See, we can do it when we put our minds to it. One item agenda, very important. Full public gallery, completely full, and it was a delight to see, to be honest, that so many people come down to support such an important part of their community.
Now, just to summarise, what does this actually mean for the sanctuary?
Okay, it's not something that protects it ad infinitum. It basically puts a moratorium on it. So should the landowner, which in this case is Tesco, wish to sell it, they have to tell the council, they have to tell the community group, and then they have to give us 6 months to make a bid, raise the money. So it means, literally, you can't sell it from under their feet or hooves, but it does give enough, the most protection as we can give.
Now, without this action tonight, Tesco's could have been talking to a purchaser, could have sold it tomorrow, but that can't happen now, is that right?
Potentially. I mean, who knows how big corporate organisations work, to be honest, but it means they can't now, as simple as that.
And it's good to see Brentwood Borough Council supporting Hopefield. It was unanimous tonight, and there wasn't a dissenting voice in the House.
No, everybody agreed, as I thought they would. There are a lot of councillors here of all parties, because I think, you know, whatever your political persuasion, you realise when you've got a really valuable asset in your town and you want to protect it. So it's really good to see the turnout tonight, and brilliant result because we were able to put it on the list. So there it now is, and this is a first step in making, you know, assuring that Hopefield have a future as much as we possibly can legally.
And it's great to see that protection in. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.